Welcome to episode number 25 of the Art World History Podcast, a weekly podcast hosted by myself, Dwayne, and Angelina to examine the world's history through the lenses of art. This week, we'll be discussing street art inspired by Cape Verdeans in Cape Verde and Portugal. Street art can say a lot about people's culture, traditions, and attitudes about life, as you will see today in our discussion. We are celebrating our 25th episode with a surprise giveaway to 25 lucky listeners. Stay tuned until the end. You don't want to miss this opportunity. And now, a message from our sponsor.
Let me show you how to create an amazing ad using stock footage. Go to artgrid.io. Look at all this great footage. It was always a challenge for me to create a high-end commercial only with stock footage. With ArtGrid, it's finally possible. There are no standalone clips. Every clip is part of a sequence, and I have unlimited downloads, which gives me the full flexibility I need to create. Let's get this shot, and this one. Those are perfect. Oh, and the license covers everything. Now that's a game changer. Go to ArtGrid today and start creating without limits.
For those of you who have never heard of Cape Verde, also known as Cabo Verde, or the Republic of Cabo Verde, here are some quick facts about this beautiful country. It is a country that consists of an archipelago of 10 islands that lie above 375 miles off the coast of Senegal. The combined area of the islands is roughly the size of Rhode Island. It was first colonized by Portugal in the 15th century and served as an important slave trade between Africa and the New World. It later gained its independence from Portugal in 1975. The national identity and culture is a blend of European and African descents. The country's official language is Portuguese, and the national recognized language is Cape Verdean Creole, which is a blend of African languages and Portuguese. Cape Verde is known as a colorful country. This is reflected in their colorful houses, music, carnivals, and street art. Today we are here to talk about their colorful and captivating street art. Angela has done some research on street art in Cape Verde, and she is here to tell us about some of the things that she has found.
Okay, thanks Dwayne for getting us started on this topic. One of the great things about Cape Verde is it's rich in culture and a lot of historical background. We can see the history of the country progress through its art, and we can also learn about historical events and how it even still impacts its citizens today. In Cape Verdean art, we see a really big influence from other countries, such as Portugal and some of the nearby countries that are in the continent of Africa, along with a few other Lusophone countries that have gone in and out of Cape Verde through immigration and settling. Cape Verde really thrived because of the Atlantic slave trade. However, this rapidly declined in later years, and eventually they lost their riches and prosperity altogether. But in that time, the citizens on the island were commonly part of the whaling industry and struggled to gain their freedom from the Europeans that oppressed them for decades. It actually took until 1975, which is also only 1 year after Portugal's Year of Independence, for Cape Verde to gain its independence and freedom. There were many big groups that struggled to make this happen and many violent outcomes of these struggles. One person that fought for Cape Verde's freedom was Amilcar Cabral, which I may not be saying that right, but I tried, who led a resistance group. He ended up being killed before he ever got to see the freedom of Cape Verde. However, there is a mural of him. Actually, there's kind of a lot of murals of him in and around Cape Verde. The main one that I thought was very powerful and very well done was done by Joel Bergner, but the artist is more commonly known as Joel Artista. The mural is actually just a kind of a headshot of Cabral, and the artist, Artista, incorporated the children of the community, gave them a few color schemes, and let them add in their own pictures and words along with the mural, and it became very beautiful. It really incorporated the community, and I think that really speaks as to the type of freedom that Cabral was fighting for. He made this mural in honor of the sacrifices made by Cabral and his resistance group, and I think it speaks a lot on the power and unity that brings Cape Verde together. It is a symbol of hope and a fight for peace, which is a beautiful thing to see on the streets of Cape Verde. Another amazing piece is the piece that street artist Day created in 2014. This piece is over 15 meters long, so it's pretty gigantic, and it involves many details. The art is done in the Spanish artist's known comic-like style and has many elements that represent Cape Verde. In this mural, it actually depicts a person laying on their back, so that is the length of the mural, is the 15 meter long of the person laying, and it includes many different details such as the arms almost looking like lava and rocks, the person has their hand up holding something in their hand, it includes imagery of gold, and there's actually tentacles representing the sea that surrounds Cape Verde. There's a lot of different details that the longer you stare at it, the more you're gonna see. Cape Verde has so many pieces of street art, and it's really well known for it. You can always check it out yourself and research into the background of all these pieces. They tell so much history about the island. Now, I'm going to pass it back over to Dwayne. He's going to let us know about some background and info on more pieces in Portugal.
Thank you, Angelina, for that brief history and description of some of the street art in Cape Verde. As Angelina mentioned, we see influences of Cape Verdean art in other countries due to immigration of Cape Verdean people. Cape Verde has a long history of immigration that started in the 17th century as droughts, famine, and poor agriculture and land condition has forced many Cape Verdeans to leave in search of better economic opportunities. Portugal has the second largest immigration of Cape Verdeans than any other country in the world, after the US. According to an article in the Cape Verdean newspaper, A Semana, Cape Verdeans make up 15.7% of all foreign nationals living in Portugal. About 90% live in Lisbon. Some amazing street art has sprung out of Cape Verdeans' neighborhoods in Lisbon, such as Curva da Moura, I really hope I'm saying this correctly, and also Quinta do Mocho. These two neighborhoods are some of the poorest, neglected, and crime-infested neighborhoods in Portugal. But amazingly, in recent years, street art has been used to transform the negative image of these neighborhoods into amazing art galleries, which attract tourists who are visiting Portugal. In my research, one of the street arts that I came across from the Curva da Moura neighborhood in Lisbon is a mural painted horizontally on a wall in homage of the late Eusebio da Silva Ferreira. Ferreira, who died in 2014, is a Mozambican born Portuguese soccer player who is considered the greatest soccer player of all time. Although he was not of Cape Verdean descent, it is very common to find murals in Cape Verdean neighborhoods that honor the country's heroes or people who have inspired Cape Verdean people. This mural was created by famous Portuguese muralist and graffiti artist Sehi Odette. The mural is composed solely of grayscale tones. Ferreira appears in the foreground with a huge smile painted across his face, and you can see part of his shoulders at the base of the mural, where he appears to be wearing a suit jacket, dress shirt, and a tie. Behind him is the logo of the soccer club which he played for, which is Desportes Lisboa e Benfica. Finally, the words, "You are our king," written in the Portuguese language, accompanies the portrait, and his first name, Eusebio, appearing below these words. The thing I like the most about this mural is the artist's use of shades of gray to project the grandiose image of this legend. The next street art comes from the neighborhood of Quinta do Mocho in Lisbon. Is a huge mural painted on the side of an apartment complex that overlooks the streets. It was created by another famous Portuguese mural and graffiti artist by the name of Nuno Reis. He also goes by the street alias Noman. This mural is called Take Off Your Mask, and it shows a black-skinned woman removing what appears to be a white face mask from her face. This is political art that is taking a stand against racism and discrimination that many Cape Verdeans encounter in Portugal. Here is a quote regarding one local's perspective. "The image represents who we are. Throughout our lives, we had to hide who we were or where we came from, because Quinta do Mocho has always had the worst reputation. But not today." I would have to say that this mural and the one created by Day that Angelina spoke about earlier are my two favorite murals so far from the Cape Verdean street art we have researched and examined. Well, this concludes today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and now the moment you all have been waiting for. To help us celebrate our 25th episode, we are giving away 25 Apple AirPods to 25 lucky listeners. Please visit us on the web at www.awhpodcast/AirPodsGiveaway. That is www.awhpodcast/AirPodsGiveaway to enter a drawing to be selected as a lucky winner. For more information about our program or to listen to past podcasts or to see artworks that were discussed during today's program, please visit us on the web at www.awhpodcast.com. Join us next week, same time, as we'll be talking about some art created during the Renaissance period in Rome. Goodbye.